walk the Bodhisattva way, there are many understanding that you need to develop. First is, this is not something that everybody can understand. You must have the parami. You must have the affinity with the supreme vehicle to go this way. And you must have had in the past great beings, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to guide you in your cultivation. Then after that, you develop the understanding, then your faith must be very strong. That faith to plant the seed of Bodhi means to develop the Bodhi mind. The basis of the Bodhisattva way is Bodhi Sing or Bodhi mind. Bodhi is a Pali word that represent, or the meaning is enlightenment. So the mind that seeks enlightenment, or the mind that is enlightened. So this planting the seed of Bodhi to develop the Bodhi mind that has this efficacy and power to go this way is a very unique understanding discovered by Sammasambuddha. People who have done this before. As I later on, I will read to you inside the blue book. The five stages of Bodhi mind development. These five stages of Bodhi mind development are very important. It like complete the Bodhisattva training. So, Bodhi mind, once developed with faith, understanding, sincerity, you must from there diligently take the four basic vows of a Bodhisattva. But because you have this Bodhi mind planted, this Bodhi mind can help you generate the causes and conditions for you to go this way whenever you take birth, whether it was sasana or no sasana. But if your vow is not formatted in a way that can generate this type of understanding to go this way, then most of the time, if you just take the basic vow without all the other understanding, then the Bodhisattva that started all this will take a long time to actually realize or progress. Because without sasana, normally those who take the Bodhisattva will find it very difficult to progress. Yeah. Because every birth you come, your form and mind don't have the what they call causes and conditions to develop all this understanding fast. And by the time you reach an age where, let's say, you still manage to meet up with people who can talk to you about this, but you already too old, then before you can even do anything else or achieve anything else to develop the progress to connect back, you already about to die. So that is the reason why. But with this type of format, it's different. Where I teach you to make special aspiration to walk the Bodhisattva way, means here the evoking of power, merits, and blessing is very important. So here I mentioned making the special aspiration to walk the Bodhisattva way, and this one is very important. By the power of whatever blessings and wholesomeness that this nature of mind had cultivated from the distant past till now, may arise the causes and conditions for this nature of mind to have the following right Dhamma understanding, life after life, whenever it chooses to come or it has to come as a form in mind. So this understanding is very important. First, of course, is the three right view. Right view with regards to the law of karma, karma niyama. Right view with regards to the law of dependent origination, or paticca samuppada, or the dwelling, which is citta niyama. Then lastly, right view with regards to the four noble truths, dhamma niyama. These are the essence of the Buddha's teaching within Noble Eightfold Path. Then the second important aspiration is to understand the two aspects of the five aggregates of form and mind clearly. They are the direct seeing, to realize that they are all conditioned arising entity, causal phenomena, hence impermanent, leading to suffering, non-self, not me, and empty. That these so-called living beings, in our case the human being or the five aggregates of form and mind, is just a karmically conditioned vehicle and tool for us to come to this existential world, to develop the cultivation and experience all of the beauty and wonders of life. So use it with wisdom to arise right thought, right speech, and right action to be a blessing to all, and not to be deluded by it. To constantly recite the constantly recite with understanding the following Dhamma profoundly, just like our morning chanting, Rupang Anicham, Rupang Anatta, Vedana Anicham, Vedana Anatta, Sanya Anicham, Sanya Anatta, Sankara Anicham, Sankara Anatta, Anicham, Vinyana Anatta, Sabbe Sankara Anicham, Sabbe Sankara Dukkham, Sabbe Dhamma Anatta. These are very important understanding. When you cannot understand this, you cannot break free from sakkayality. Then you don't know the conditioned Dhamma. You cannot live life. You may meditate and realize the unconditioned, but you don't understand this, which is the other complementary conditioned Dhamma. You cannot be complete to have the understanding to understand life and live life. That's why this second aspiration is very important. Then the third one is, having developed the above right view, this nature of mind vow to always keep the following three sets of pure precepts.